5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Where New York comes to talk. Welcome to Geraldo Radio, everyone. This is not Geraldo Rivera. He's about 10,000 miles from here. Judge Napolitano from Fox News in for Geraldo Radio. You know how to reach us, 866-437-2536. We have so much to talk about today. Donald Trump said over the weekend people should pay as little in taxes as they possibly can, consistent with the law. I agree with him. It's another one of those things that he says that a lot of people are thinking, but politicians just don't say. Ordinarily, politicians like Hillary Clinton boast about how much they pay in taxes. The Donald is boasting about how little he pays in taxes. Joe Biden, thinking of running against Hillary Clinton. Go, Joe! Who will decide whether Joe Biden runs? I predict the president of the United States, if he wants Hillary Clinton to lose, Joe Biden will run. If he wants Hillary Clinton to attempt to succeed him, Joe Biden will not run. And what do you think about drones? Chuck Schumer talking about drones over the weekend. Chuck Schumer and I were trapped on Thursday in Union Station in Washington, D.C., where the trains were not running and the door to the first class lounge was locked. He looked at me and he said, "What are we going to do to get out of here?" Eventually, the doors opened. I took a flight home. I don't know how he got home, but he got home because yesterday I heard him talk about how dangerous it is with drones, and these drones really are dangerous. They were started by the government, and now individual people are flying drones all over the place. Let me tell you what the law is. If a drone flies over your house or in your backyard or on top of your swimming pool, or if a drone is peering at your children while they're sunbathing in the backyard and you have a weapon, you can blow that drone out of the sky. There isn't a jury in the country that would convict you. What do you think about that? 866-437-2536. First, a little bit about the Donald. And if you're wondering what voice this is, Judge Napolitano here from my dear vacationing friend, Geraldo Rivera. A little bit of full disclosure. I own some real estate, which is managed by a management company owned by the Donald. I know him well. I know him personally, and I know him professionally. I am a libertarian. I am a small government guy. The Donald is a big government guy, but I love him. I love his bravado. I love his boisterism. I love his fact that he'll say whatever is on his mind. But especially I love the fact that the Donald is fearless. He's not afraid of the Republican establishment. I belong to this club, this theory. My good friend Mark Levin agrees with me. Senator Rand Paul agrees with me. Senator Ted Cruz agrees with me, or I should say I agree with them, that we don't really have two parties in this country. We have one party. It's the big government party. It has a Democratic wing that likes war and taxes and redistribution of wealth to poor people. It has a Republican wing that likes war and deficits and redistribution of wealth to rich people. They basically want to stay in power. But over the weekend, one of the richest men in America, the guy running for president of the United States, much to the chagrin of the establishment, was asked, what does he think about paying his taxes?
What's your guess on your percentage of income that's paid in taxes?
You know what? And I've said this many times, so it's not exactly breaking news. I pay as little as possible. I fight like hell to pay as little as possible for two reasons. Number one, I'm a businessman, and that's the way you're supposed to do it, and you put the money back into your company and employees and all of that. But the other reason is that I hate the way our government spends our taxes. I hate the way they waste our money, trillions and trillions of dollars of waste and abuse, and I hate it. And I'll be probably the first candidate in the history of politics within this country to say it. I try, and like every, by the way, like every single taxpayer out there, I try to pay as little tax as possible. And again, one of the big reasons is I hate what our country does with the money.
Go, Donald. I'm 100% with him. Look, in America, in our system, you calculate your own taxes. It's very, very complex. Have you ever tried to read the tax code? I'm going to guess that you haven't, because it's 70,000 pages long. There is probably not a single human being living who has read and understands all 70,000 pages. But in America, we calculate our own taxes, and we have the ability, within the limits of the law enacted by the Congress and interpreted by the IRS, to pay as little as the law allows. But isn't it refreshing to hear somebody who wants to be president, instead of saying, give me your money, saying, pay as little taxes as you can, because the government doesn't know what the blank it's doing with your money. I support the Donald 100% on that. What do you think about that? 866-437-2536. I think Donald Trump is saying what a lot of people have been thinking. The polls over the weekend, some of them show him with 20%. Some of them show him with 24%. Either way, that's one in five or one in four Republicans. 6 months before the primaries, 1 year before the Republican National Convention, are favoring this guy who is the anti-politician, who doesn't tiptoe gingerly like everybody else does, who says exactly what he thinks. I think he has hurt Governor Christie of New Jersey, who also had a reputation for this type of bravado, and the Donald is sucking all of the air out of Governor Christie's wind. I think he's hurt just about everybody else in the Republican primaries, but particularly Governor Christie, who is now fighting with former Governor Perry of Texas and Governor Kasich of Ohio for that 10th spot on the Republican debate hosted by my colleagues at Fox News. So Fox has announced that it will take five national polls. It will average them, and it will take the top 10 and invite them to the debate. I'm not sure when they're going to do this. It's a very closely kept secret, but I believe they're going to do it sometime this week. Obviously, the debate is Thursday night. The remaining seven candidates will be invited to an open forum live at 5 p.m. Eastern in Cleveland, hosted by my colleagues Bill Hemmer and Martha McCallum. But the primetime debate at 9 p.m. Thursday, hosted by my colleagues Brett Baer, Megyn Kelly, and Chris Wallace, will probably have a huge audience. Here's what I think you should look for. Will the Donald be the Donald we all know, and if you live in New York City or around New York City, have been listening to for the past 20 years, or will he suddenly become very presidential? Prediction, he'll be the same old Donald. He'll say exactly what he thinks. He will take no insults without hurling it back. He has an opinion on everything, and it's unfiltered. And that's what makes him so refreshing. And I'm saying this as someone who agrees with him on very few issues, but I'm saying this as someone who believes the establishment, particularly the Republican establishment, particularly the people who run the Republican Party, the Republican National Committee, the leaders of the Republican Party in the Senate, the leaders of the Republican Party in the House, who have utterly failed to stick to small government principles of maximum individual liberty, those people need an awakening, and the Donald is presenting them with that awakening. I want to talk to you a little bit about Planned Parenthood. We're going to get to your questions after the break. We take the break in about 3 or 4 minutes. You know how to reach us, 866-HERALDO, 866-437-2536. But I want to talk to you a little bit about Planned Parenthood. I believe that abortion is murder. I believe that a fetus in the womb has human parents and all of the genetic material, all of the human genome to become a human being, and the government has the same obligation to protect a fetus in the womb as it does a living person. The Republican Party says it agrees with me. The Democratic Party says it disagrees with me. Hey, Who controls the House of Representatives? The Republicans. Who controls the Senate? The Republicans. Why is the federal government giving $100 million to Planned Parenthood? Oh, but they're not going to use that money on abortions. Listen, money is fungible. We all know that. Supposedly, they're not going to use it on abortions, but if you put $100 million into their coffers, that frees up $100 million that was there for them to use on abortions. The government should have nothing to do with abortions. It should be protecting babies in the womb. That's the public policy of the United States of America for the past 20 years. But the Democrats and many Republicans have permitted Planned Parenthood and their ilk to get around that public policy by accepting money, and the government doesn't scrutinize how that money is to be spent. Do I want the government scrutinizing how private entities spend their money? No. Do I want the federal government giving money to private entities so they can be using it for abortion or for anything else? Absolutely not. Will the Republicans who control the Congress stop Planned Parenthood from slaughtering babies in the womb and selling baby parts? Absolutely not. The Donald says he's pro-life. The Donald says he's against Planned Parenthood. The Donald says he won't send the money to Planned Parenthood even if the Congress does authorize it. What do you think about that? 866-437-2536. I'm chuckling because, you know, he's a very, very strong guy. But Donald, are you going to run the presidency the way you run The Apprentice? You see, you have something to contend with. Two equal branches of government called the courts and called the Congress. I know you're smart. I know you're rich. I know you're self-made. I know you have a lot of friends, and I am happy to be among their number. But it'll be very interesting to see how he answers these questions Thursday night. A break in a couple of minutes. When we come back, is the Donald good or bad for the Republican Party? Is he good or bad for the United States of America? Should the federal government be spending money on Planned Parenthood so it can slaughter babies in the womb? And if you have a shotgun and you see a drone in your backyard, can you shoot it down? 866-437-2536. Napolitano in for Geraldo in the morning. Right back after this.
Joe Biden is looking into running. Would he be harder to beat than Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think it's a real possibility because what she did was absolutely, in my opinion, illegal. And I don't think she's going to be allowed to run if they have a prosecutor who's going to be honorable. Because if you look at General Petraeus, what he did is nothing compared to what she's done. And his life is in ruins. I mean, what they've done to him is incredible and very, very tough. And what she did is far worse.
Hey, welcome back to Geraldo in the Morning. Judge Napolitano in for Geraldo Rivera. 866-Geraldo, 866-437-2536. That, of course, was Donald Trump talking about Hillary Clinton. I am in full agreement again with the Donald. What Hillary Clinton has done, which is essentially to take classified materials and remove them from a classified venue, government computer servers, is a felony. It's the felony General Petraeus was prosecuted for. President Obama should unleash a federal prosecutor, a neutral, apolitical, if you can find one, federal prosecutor to investigate whether or not she should be prosecuted. If he wants her to be prosecuted, she will be. If he doesn't want her to be prosecuted, she won't. If Joe Biden runs against her, he should certainly raise this issue. But we're talking about the Donald. And we go to Alan in Long Island. Alan in Long Island, welcome to Geraldo in the Morning. Welcome to Judge Napolitano filling in. What do you think about the Donald?
Good morning, Judge.
Good morning.
I think he's great. I believe he should become more candidate and politician. I believe any time that I've seen the businessmen run for higher office, the establishment and the media, they try to get personal with them because they think they could rattle them. And then they come up with roundabout answers.
Yeah, but you don't think that Donald can be rattled by any of those politicians on the stage with him Thursday night, do you?
I don't think he could be rattled, but sometimes his answers are a little rougher than a politician should give. It should be more roundabout, smoother answers.
Why do you think, Alan, that right now, depending upon which poll you look at, either 1 in 5 or 1 in 4 Republican primary voters, scientific sampling, wants the Donald to be the Republican nominee for president?
I believe that he's resonating whatever he's saying with the public, with me personally. It's fantastic what he's saying, and he's not afraid of anyone that comes at him.
Got it.
Eventually, they might hit him with some personal, and they try to rattle him into excessive flamboyant answers.
Let me ask you this. Should Hillary be prosecuted? Her crimes are open and apparent of failing
absolutely.
To secure classified materials.
Absolutely. There is no reason why they should get a pass on this with this big cloud hanging over her head. It should be cleared. If she's cleared, great. Let it be cleared. If it's not, then that's how the ball falls.
Got it. Appreciate it, Alan. Thanks very much for the call. Paul in Queens. Paul, welcome to Geraldo in the Morning. Judge Napolitano in for the great Geraldo Rivera. What do you think, Paul? Donald Trump, is he the guy you're looking for? Paul's gone. Okay. Rich in White Plains. Hey, Rich, welcome to Geraldo in the Morning. Judge Napolitano in for Geraldo Rivera. Donald Trump, what do you think?
Well, first let me say good morning, Paisan.
Oh, good morning, Rich. They don't give me your last name, so I only know your name to be Rich. But go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a first-generation Italian-American on my father's side, but I consider myself a human being first, an American second, and a libertarian third.
God love you. Well, we have a lot in common, Italian libertarian. Where are your people, before we get to Trump, where are your people from in Italy, Rich?
Calabria.
Okay. Mine are not very far from there, as you can tell from my last name. What do you think about the Donald, Paisano?
I think the Donald appeals to a lot of the libertarians. I think that what we have seen is the liberal media bring the Republican Party to its knees. And the only time I've seen anybody stand up to them is when Newt Gingrich gave it to them in the last round of debates. And you saw the reaction to that.
Right.
The Donald's having very similar reactions, and that's what the people want to see.
But do you really think the Donald is a libertarian, or do you want him to be a libertarian? I don't know his views on enough issues. He said over the weekend he's in favor of torture. That's not libertarian. And he sounds a little, and I don't mean this in a negative way, authoritarian, because he's used to getting his way all the time. But
well,
do you really think he's a Ron Paul, Rand Paul, small government guy like you and I, Rich?
Well, here's the thing, though, Judge. I think that Ron Paul is a libertarian, and no offense, you yourself, too, to a fault. There's too many libertarian purists. What we need is a hybrid. We need three-quarter libertarian and a quarter conservative. And I think the Donald, okay, is anti-establishment, which is probably the highest on the priority list of libertarians.
Got it. Very appreciate very much the call. Thank you. Rob in New Jersey. Rob, what do you think? Is the Donald exactly what the Republican Party needs now? Welcome to Geraldo in the Morning.
Thank you very much. I love your show. The big thing here, I think, is Trump is bringing that fresh voice that I think really resonates with so many people. I'm 33 years old, and I voted pretty consistently Republican for the most part. But at the same time, these last two election cycles have really made me take a stronger look at the opposing parties.
Well, the last two election cycles, you mean presidential election cycles.
I do,
had two middle-of-the-road Republicans who were Tweedledee and Tweedledum most respectfully against their Democratic opponent. They both ran against the same guy, John McCain and Mitt Romney running against Barack Obama. The Donald is really, really breaking the mold. Does this excite you?
And that's exactly why I think that he's resonating so well, especially with the younger generation, the millennials, and those in their early 30s like myself. And McCain, for example, although, his military record, me being a veteran as well, I obviously have a lot of respect for him.
Got it. Got to go. Appreciate the call. Appreciate your thoughts. 866-437-2536. More on Trump on Geraldo in the Morning. Judge Napolitano in. Right back with you. Where New York comes to talk, welcome back to Geraldo in the Morning. Judge Andrew Napolitano from the Fox News Channel sitting in for my buddy, the vacationing Geraldo Rivera. You know how to reach us, 866-GERALDO. That's 866-437-2536. What else are we talking about but the one, the only, Donald Trump? Ralph in Manhattan. Ralph, what do you think about the Donald? Do you think enough voters could take him seriously?
Do you know something? I'll tell you. Now that everybody's called with their name ending in a vowel, I'll just take my part in here with the all the other Italian callers. But, I'll tell you, Judge, I wish that I could buy into all this nonsense. I wish I could look at that man squarely in the eye as I do on TV and really believe that this time next year he'll be still afloat, but I don't think so. You know, the one thing I will give him all the kudos in the world for, he refuses, absolutely refuses to apologize. That is so wonderful in this era of, you know, the mamby-pamby apologies left and right. I admire that.
It's certainly refreshing to hear somebody say, this is what I believe and I'm not backing down. But seriously, Ralph, what do you think it would take to stop his rise in the polls? He says things that to some people are racist, to other people are offensive. He doesn't care. Every time he insults somebody, his numbers go up.
Yeah, well, you know, that happens for a short time, Judge, and then it wears thin. See, the thing is with him, his skin is very thin, and if something is said, something will happen that he'll go on the attack without thinking twice, because he feels that if I just say what's on the top of my head, I'm always going to be right. But in this politically correct society we have, it's not the case. So sooner or later, he'll implode, whether it be his own doing or someone concocting something. But, you know, and you mentioned something very interesting before. I want the government out of my life as much as possible, and I'm not so sure that the Donald wants the same thing. I want small government. I'm about the individual. I'm not so sure that Donald doesn't have a little bit of the dictator in him, you know?
Yes. Well, listen, I used the phrase before in comparing myself to the Donald. I'm a libertarian. He's an authoritarian. I think he does believe in big government. I like him because I like the pot being stirred, but yeah. I don't know that he could be president of the United States. I don't know that he could put his arms around the problems in the United States without being exceptionally divisive, particularly with respect to immigrants and minorities. But, Ralph, thank you very much for the call. Much appreciated, my dear friend. Michael in Brooklyn. Michael, welcome here. Do you think that the Donald would ever be accepted by the minorities that he has insulted?
No, I think that Donald Trump would be a nightmare for African-Americans and Latinos. I'll tell you about the African-American thing. About 20 years ago, a white lady was raped in Central Park. Mm. Five young, innocent black kids were arrested and later vindicated by DNA, and the real rapist confessed that he did it.
I remember the case. Go ahead.
Excuse me?
I said I remember the case. Go ahead.
Donald Trump did everything in his power to get those kids indicted and prosecuted. He even took out a $50,000 ad in the New York Times and the local newspapers condemning them. And then after they were cleared through DNA evidence, he still insisted that they're guilty. Now, I don't think he would have done that if they were white. And I'll tell you something else about Donald Trump. He is one of those Americans that are so pro-Israel that Israel can do no wrong. Two of his daughters are married to Jewish Israelis, billionaires. His two daughters each married to a Jewish billionaire. He has nothing bad to say about Israel and the trouble that Israel has caused over the years.
Understood.
But as far as African Americans are concerned, he would be another Hitler. He's a potential dictator, a fascist, and everything else. So
there
I think African Americans and minority people need
Got
to
it.
Be very concerned about Donald Trump.
Got it, Michael. Got it, Michael. Thanks very much. Mark from New Jersey. Mark, welcome to Geraldo in the Morning. Judge Napolitano in for Geraldo Rivera. Where are you from in New Jersey, Mark?
I am from Teaneck, New Jersey.
Okay, you're talking to a former resident of the city of Hackensack for 20 years. But welcome here. What do you think of the Donald, particularly in light of what Michael from Brooklyn just said, whether he's a little exaggerated or not? Minorities fear him. Minorities think he would be a dictator. Minorities think he favors whites over blacks. Is that a realistic analysis of the Donald?
You know what? Everybody's human, and the Donald, he is human too. He definitely has many flaws, but one of his, and I mean, he definitely has many flaws, and I don't think anyone can run fairly and not look, you know, equally at, you know, the minorities and different groups. And he would have to, even if in his heart he feels differently, but he would have to take a step back and look at it differently. But I think one of his, he's gotten his skin like one of your other callers said, but one of his good characters.
Hey, Mark, you know what? We're having some trouble hearing you, but I want to hear what you have to say. We're going to go to another caller, but I want you to call us back, perhaps on a landline, 866-437-2536. Ben in Hoboken. There's a great place in New Jersey, the Boken. Ben, welcome to Geraldo in the Morning. Judge Napolitano with you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to speak with you, Judge.
Thank you, Ben.
I have enjoyed you tremendously on TV. You wrote a terrific book a few years ago about the Patriot Act, and I have enjoyed everything you've had to say. Now,
as
Mr. Trump...
Let's hear you.
I don't think, honestly, he's electable.
Why not?
Well, first of all, I'm afraid he's going to alienate a lot of voters, and this is going to be a really tight race to beat this woman.
Do you think that he's going to alienate minorities like our caller friend Michael from Brooklyn a few calls ago, either because of something he said or just an impression that minorities get of him?
I think it'll be an impression, a perception. I mean, he hit the nail on the head to a point when he talked about what's coming across the border from Mexico. And it's a subject that all our politicians just tap dance around and are afraid to be honest about.
But, Ben, is it fair to paint everyone with the same brush? Not everyone coming across the border from Mexico is a murderer, a thug,
absolutely,
a criminal,
right,
or a rapist. Even he knows that.
Even he knows that, of course not. But he made a point that there is a lot of garbage coming across the border, and our border security is a disgrace. And this president has allowed it and is just continuing to allow it. My family was immigrants from Italy.
Same here.
I know about immigration. They came from Sicily, and they were laughed at because they couldn't speak the language and they couldn't get jobs. But they persevered, and their grandchildren and great-grandchildren have done wonderful things in this country.
Got it.
And the same thing's available for anybody.
But your thoughtful, gentle language about immigrants is not what you hear from the mouth of the Donald. And
no, it's
isn't
not
his sort of harsh condemnation of even good people who try to get here to give themselves and their children a better life. How is that going to resonate with independent voters who he would need in order to defeat Hillary Clinton?
If that's his only point throughout the process, and if he becomes a nominee, he won't do well.
Got it. Ben, thanks very much for the call, and thanks for your kind comments. Bob in Queens. Bob, welcome to Geraldo in the Morning. Judge Napolitano in for Geraldo Rivera. Good morning, and welcome here.
Hey, good morning, Judge. What an honor to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The Donald and immigration, what do you think?
Yeah, I think his view is more actually a humanistic and logical view. There's so many people in this country who cannot ever go back to their countries to visit their families.
Right.
So if they became naturalized legal citizens and had the option to be able to go back to their countries, be able to visit their families, came into this country legally, it would open up the doors for them and their other family members to be able to come here as well. I think by following the law and having a structured approach, in the long run, is a better and more logical approach to immigration.
All right, but about 2 years ago...
I think there's a much bigger picture here. Oh. There's so many people who are in this country who suffer because they can't go back to their other countries where they came from to visit their families and friends because they're afraid.
All right, but about 2 years ago, President Obama said directly and indirectly to families in South and Central America, send your children here and we will not prosecute or deport them. And in about a three-month period, between 68,000 and 74,000 accompanied and unaccompanied minors came here. They are still here, mainly in Texas and in New Mexico. That is a problem of a president not only not enforcing the law, but boasting to people that if you come here, we won't enforce the law. What do you do about that?
Well, that's exactly my point. That's exactly my point. By taking that approach, you've created a larger problem. If you want to follow the law and take a logical approach and a systematic approach toward the problem, it will take time. But in the long run, people will have more freedom to be able to go back to their countries, visit their families, if by bypassing the current system, by bypassing the current laws, you create more and more problems.
And the immigrants become outlaws who are afraid to deal with the police for fear that they will be deported. Appreciate your call very much. 866-437-2536. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the Donald. Can he possibly win the nomination? And if so, what would his race be like against Hillary? Napolitano in for Rivera. Hey, welcome back, everyone, to Geraldo in the Morning, WABC Radio in New York City. Judge Andrew Napolitano from the Fox News Channel filling in, attempting to fill in for my good buddy Geraldo Rivera, 866-437-2536. David in central New Jersey. David, welcome to Geraldo in the Morning. Good morning to you, David. Where are you from in New Jersey?
Flemington.
Okay. Lovely, lovely town.
Yes, it is. Thanks for taking my call, Judge.
Of course. Your thoughts on the Donald. Your thoughts on the Donald.
My thoughts on the Donald. Every time I think of the Donald, and maybe you know this source of this quote, it was a president. The business of the American people is business.
Very interesting. I'm going to guess that was somewhere around the early 20s, like Warren Harding or Calvin Coolidge.
Yeah,
Who was it?
Yeah, I mean, what goes through my mind is Taft or Coolidge, but I can't remember exactly. But to me, Judge, that quote encapsulates the engine, the heart, the soul of America more than anything else. And
but are the American voters, David, ready to reject 230 years of politicians in favor of a non-politician with no filter who says everything he thinks and who's accustomed to getting his way because he owns the businesses rather than dealing with the courts and the Congress?
I think that they already have rejected everybody else. I don't think I'm that unusual, in my opinion. I think the country doesn't work when we don't work as an economy, as a free enterprise. Everything else will work if we work as an economy and as a business. And when we don't, we don't. And he's proven himself in that way, and he doesn't need to prove himself to anybody about anything else if he can do that.
Why do you think one in four or one in five, again, depending upon which poll you're looking at, Republican primary voters, you're talking about 25 or 30 million people,
yes,
already want the Donald? Is it because they want a businessman? Is it because he takes on the establishment? Is it because he never apologizes or backs down? Is it because he can self-finance his campaign? He doesn't have to seek favors from anybody? Or is it all of the above?
I think it's all the above. And I think all that personality stuff may be part and parcel of winning in business. But I know that this country breaks down. And frankly, if you look at Europe, when Europe had its worst time was after the Depression that it experienced after World War I. We fall apart when we can't achieve and work in this country. The Constitution's challenged.
Got it. David, God bless you for living in the beautiful part of New Jersey. Thank you very much. Bob in Westchester, New York. Bob, welcome to Geraldo in the Morning.
Yeah.
Judge Napolitano, good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Judge. The first thing I want to talk about was you had made a comment about Donald Trump and waterboarding torture.
Yes.
And my thought is that you're just grouping, you're doing what the media does. You're taking one thing and taking it out of context. I believe that if he's talking about the ISIS people or somebody like that, he might use waterboarding. But if you're talking about somebody, a common criminal or somebody like a spy like Eric Snowden or somebody like that, you're not going to use it. So it's really taken out of context. And
well, if you want a president who will follow the law, The Donald, and again, if I don't know if you heard the whole show, I'm a friend and a colleague, even though we disagree on many issues. I'm a small government guy. He's a big government guy. Would not follow the law on torture. Torture is against the law. It's against federal law. It's against the law of every state, and it violates four treaties. No matter what good may come from it, it's against the law. So if you want to give a president the opportunity to break the law because he thinks some other good will come of it, this is the Barack Obama argument, Bob, then you agree with the Donald on waterboarding.
No, I don't agree to give somebody the right to break the law, but the laws were changed due to 9/11. And what was going on at the time. And
well, the law on torture was made more specific and more direct post 9/11 under the Bush years and over the objection of George W.
But the law was opened up under George Bush also.
Yeah, well, George W. Bush broke the law by authorizing torture. He'll never be prosecuted for it. But it was a horrific thing that he did. Quickly, before we go, put aside the torture. Do you think Donald is right for the times?
I do. I believe that he's brash. I believe we need somebody bold and brash, and that he speaks his mind, and that's what we want.
Okay. Thanks very much for the call. There you have it. Bold, brash, speaks his mind, unafraid, can finance his own campaign. Who else could we be talking about? When we come back after this break, at the top of the next hour, my good buddy Mike Gunzelman will be here. More on the Donald, a little bit on sports. Geraldo in the morning, Napolitano in for Geraldo. Talk to you soon. All the best. My goodness, has the screen lit up over one word. You know what it is? Donald. Because this is the week of the Republican debates. This is also the week that he continues to surge in the polls. As I'm sitting here, I'm seeing another poll, a very well-respected poll from Monmouth University. Patrick Murray, very well-respected pollster, showing that Donald up to 36%, and in some parts of the country, Mike Gunzelman, who's seated across from me, at 30%.
Wow.
Now, you know the Donald. You're the WABC sports guy. He's been here. You've met him just as I have. Just off the top of your head, I know you're not a political guy. You're a nice guy. What do you think?
I love him.
Why do you love him?
Because he's a straight shooter and he calls it like it is. And I think a lot of people my age, you know, the millennial crowd likes that. I think we're so tired of just being lied to. We're tired of the, you know, the so-called establishment that's out there. But he's a straight shooter. I mean, when you actually look into his policies, I don't know if he really has too many answers.
Well, I was just going to ask you, Professor Gunzelman, what are his policies? Are they big government Republican, like, say, Chris Christie? Are they small government Republican, like Rand Paul? Or are they whatever he happens to want to do at the moment?
Right, exactly. Well, I think it's the latter, because if you look at it, especially his past fundraising, you know, he fundraised for Joe Biden in the past. And so, I mean, you know, but to get to that level, to get as big as he has, you have to play both sides.
All right, do you think that Republican voters, who are typically conservative and really unforgiving towards the Democrats, especially Mrs. Clinton, can understand how a businessman like Donald Trump gives money to Hillary Clinton when she's running for the Senate and says she's doing a great job? When he does that, does he want her to win? Does he really like her? Or does he just want her to take his calls in case he needs a little something from the government when he wants to put another high rise?
Right, exactly. You know, they all look out for each other.
But will voters understand that? Because it's almost inconceivable that a Republican candidate for president gave money to Hillary Clinton and praised her to the skies.
The one word that you cannot say if you're a conservative is Clinton, and the one person you can never support is a Clinton. So maybe like the hardcore conservative right won't agree with that, but I think when it comes down to it, they just want anybody out there that could possibly win.
Okay, young people your age, and I don't know your age, but you look to me like you're about 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, young people, the millennials, typically want the government out of their bedroom and out of their house and out of their bank book. Now, I associate that view with my own and with a Rand Paul
view. Yeah, the libertarian, right?
Right. Yeah. Is that the Donald, or is he more authoritarian?
You know, the thing, obviously, he's not a liberal. Donald Trump is not a libertarian, and you know, with that type of view that, you know, we want less government and everything like that, but he's the man right now. He's got the celebrity stature to him, but also he's saying it like it is. If Rand Paul was out there, perhaps Rand Paul's probably too intelligent for my generation. We don't know what the hell he's saying. Like, he's using these words. At least Trump's
all right,
like,
we're talking about libertarian, and I'm going to segue into your field, but I'm going to out somebody as a libertarian, somebody you know and like and admire.
Okay.
Teixeira.
Oh, really?
Mark Teixeira, the great first baseman for the New York Yankees. Yep. He's having an unbelievable year.
Especially the last couple of weeks.
He's a good buddy of mine and a serious entrepreneur, a serious investor, and a serious libertarian, which is how I met him.
You know, I might have to become a libertarian now.
Now you like the Yankees even more.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Is this their year, or is pitching going to hold them back?
I hope it's this year. I mean, the way it looked from the beginning, they've really come around, because I didn't think they would would be as good as they are right now. Who thought that A-Rod would have a near all-star year right now?
Right.
Gregorius or whatever, he's coming around. Like, right. They are doing all right.
You thought that it was a mistake to pick Didi Gregorius to replace Jeter, but now you're not so sure it was a mistake.
He's coming up big lately. I mean, right now he's doing what he... No, whoever they picked was not going to be able to replace Derek Jeter. I mean, especially his first year. I mean, that's a godsend.
Understood.
But you have Sabathia, who's been non-existent this year. They got to figure out what to do with him. Pineda just went to the DL. So do I have that much confidence? Let's just say if we had the Mets pitchers, I would guarantee that we're winning the World Series.
But you're not a Mets fan, I'm not a Mets fan, and most people listening to us now, are not Mets fans.
That's all right, though.
Well, if the Yankees make it in the playoffs, can CeCe even pitch?
I hope not.
Can they use him as a starter when every game is do or die?
You can't waste him when you need to win each game. So,
All right. Will you register as a Republican and vote for the Donald if his name is on the ballot? Where do you live?
I'm a Hoboken.
Oh, Hoboken.
I got a pool and everything.
All right, no wonder you have bags under your
eyes. Yeah, what's up, ladies? Right. Come on over.
All right. But if the Donald's name is on the Republican primary in New Jersey, which is about 11 months from now, in June of 2016, will you pull that lever Donald or for Rand Paul, with whom you agree more?
But I'll do it for Trump, at least for right now. We'll see. Who knows if he'll even be around in 11 months. The way he's talking off the cuff, he might say something pretty bad.
You think he could shoot himself in the foot?
It could happen. But although Thursday's going to be fun. These debates are going to be great. We just want him to throw down on Jeb Bush.
Okay. Do you... A lot of people want that.
Yeah.
A lot of people, a lot of Republicans that I talk to, all across the board, big government Republicans, small government Republicans, are so disgusted with the Bush sense of entitlement that they are just thrilled at the Donald's entry into the race. Let me ask you this, Mike Gunzelman.
Yes, sir.
Will we see the Donald that we all know and expect? Or will we see him slightly presidential on Thursday night?
I think he'll be a little bit more humbler because he knows all eyes are on him. This could be the first time people actually get to see him debate. And so I think he'll be – but you know he's got a couple shots. You know he's got two shots for every candidate in his mind. So he'll have his zingers all ready.
Right. I want you to stay with me while we go to David in Nassau County. 866-437-2536. Judge Napolitano in for Geraldo Rivera, my sidekick, Mike Gunzelman, WABC Sports, here with us. David, what do you think? Do you know the Donald? Have you ever worked with him?
No. But I know about him. I've lived in New York City all my life.
Can he stay as viable a candidate in 6 or 10 or 12 months as he is today?
Yes. If he just uses a little bit of caution, he can be. But that's not the problem.
What's the problem?
The problem is he will go through and get and win most of the primaries. But in going into the convention, you will not get the votes at the convention.
All right, let me walk you through this, because I sense that you have experience in politics, particularly in New York State politics. If he starts winning the primaries, if he gets 25% of Iowa and 25% of New Hampshire and 25% of South Carolina, doesn't the money and the support and the momentum for the other candidates dry up? And isn't he almost standing alone? Stated differently, don't you only have to win the first three or four and everybody else goes away?
No. It doesn't make any difference. When he gets to the convention, the people in the power in the convention will not give it to him. I don't care what vote he gets.
But if the delegates are his, if they're pledged to him.
I don't think if you count it up, the delegates, you get the majority of delegates that way, and he's not going to lose. He's not going to win every primary. So when he goes into the convention, he will not have enough votes.
I think this guy's just a hater.
Stay with us, David Gunzelman. Would that be fair? Would the American people accept that if the Donald wins every primary, but the establishment doesn't let people vote for him?
That's what people are so fed up.
What is this? The Central Party of the Central Communist Party of Moscow, David?
Well, look. First of all, he's not going to win every primary. He's going to win most of them.
Right.
But he still has to go in and get the delegates at the convention, and he will not have enough, and they will give it probably to Jeb Bush.
And what would the reaction be if he wins a half dozen primaries and they give it to Jeb Bush? Doesn't he then become their worst nightmare by becoming a Ross Perot?
Yes, he does. But the other side of the coin is this. Hillary is not going to win the Democratic side, because Joe Biden is going to win that, and they're going to do the same thing to Hillary. And she's going to get pissed, okay? Mm-hmm. And what you're going to have is a four-way race.
Wait a minute. You're suggesting this is fabulous, David, and I wish I knew your last name, but I'm not going to ask you to out yourself, David. You're suggesting that Joe Biden wins the Democratic nomination, Hillary right. attacks him as a third-party candidate from the left,
right.
Jeb Bush gets the Republican nomination by hook or by crook, Donald Trump attacks him as a fourth-party candidate from the right,
right.
and people will have the choice of four come November
right.
of 16? Four
right.
household names? Bush, Trump, Biden, and Clinton?
Four presidential candidates, okay?
And Obama gets a third term somehow.
Because of that, there is not going to be, the House is also elected at the same time.
Right.
And the House is going to, I can't tell you how the House is going to go.
Yeah, but the race might be thrown into the House like it was,
right.
thank you for the call,
right.
David, like it was Mike Gunzelman for
right.
John Adams against Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, of course.
In the third presidential election, I knew you knew this,
oh, yeah.
was decided by the House of Representatives. Let me throw this.
My favorite Adams is Sam Adams.
All right, and you're talking about Sam Adams beer.
Yeah, Boston
okay.
Lager.
All right, speaking of Sam Adams beer, do you remember... Do you remember last St. Patrick's Day when we sent you out in the streets to interview drunks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Were you as drunk as the people you were interviewing?
I was careful
because there's millions listening
the
to
bosses
you now,
are
including
listening.
Our bosses.
Let's just say anytime you need me to do that again, I will rightfully go out there. It was quite something.
All right. Hey, Craig Schwab, if you're listening, can I have St. Patrick's Day 2016
yeah.
and Gunzelman working for me?
That was,
all right.
Oh,
we're going to take a break. When we come back, more on Geraldo in the Morning, Judge Napolitano. In for the great, the one and only, but vacationing and well-deserved Geraldo Rivera. 866-437-2536. Can the Donald have staying power? Can he possibly be as high in the polls a year from now as he is today? Hey, welcome back to Geraldo in the Morning. Judge Andrew Napolitano from the Fox News Channel sitting in for the vacationing Geraldo Rivera. 866-Geraldo. 866-437-2536. The Donald, as he dominates the airwaves at my other job, is dominating our phone calls today. Hey, John in Nassau County. John, what do you think?
Yes. Here's the question I have. I have over 70 people in my family, way over that, and we're all going to vote for Donald.
Wow.
But he's one guy that, again, with all these other politicians that can do something, I'll at least give it the best shot that he has. The other guys just follow the rules, and that's it. They,
all right. Well, let me ask you a few questions. Are you guys Republicans? Are you Democrats? Who did you vote for last time around?
Most independent.
And okay. So in 2008, did you vote for McCain or Obama? And in 2012, did you vote for Romney or Obama?
I did vote for Romney. Yes.
How about McCain?
McCain, no. I thought McCain was flat.
Okay. And
no.
you voted for Obama.
I voted for Romney. I said. On the second one.
Okay. On the first one, who did you vote for in 2008?
The first one, I didn't vote at all. I still voted and didn't have the experience.
Okay. Do you regret having voted for Romney? Clearly, he's not the type of Republican you like if you like Donald Trump.
Romney, the reason I didn't, Romney, like I say, whatever happened to me after the first debate, I have no idea, which everyone else doesn't know what happened to me after the first debate. This guy was the champ, and then all of a sudden, he just gave up. So,
all right.
Don't know what's going on with Trump. Like I say, a lot of people were laughing at him at the beginning that he's a joke. All those people have their eyebrows raised now and their eyeballs popping out.
Okay, so you like him because you like his temperament and his tone and his take no prisoners. But you probably can't tell me what his position is on issues.
When it comes down to it, there are problems with immigration, which everyone agrees. But all these years they were never fixed. It's like a leak in a pipe that's just leaking out. Eventually, it's going to burst. That Donald would do something about it.
Got it.
I think what people fear, he's not going to do. He's going to try to correct it in the best possible way.
Got it. John, thanks very much for the call. Bobby in Levittown, New York. Bobby, welcome to Geraldo in the Morning. Judge Napolitano in for Geraldo. Welcome here, Bobby. What do you think?
Hey, Judge Napolitano. How are you?
Good, my friend. How are you?
All right. Well, I'm a millennial. I'm 26 years old.
Right.
I support Rand Paul as well as a bunch of my friends. And I'm starting to, obviously the Facebook game that Rand Paul is pretty much on top.
Right.
With all the support from the young people.
Right.
But Donald Trump is making a difference. I mean, it's kind of scary. And
I mean, what's sad to say is he's my number two.
Well, it's funny you should say that. Now, I support Rand Paul. I make no bones about that. I've written that in my columns, and I've stated it on Fox News. I wear a couple of hats at Fox News. I either explain the law or the Constitution impartially, explaining both sides of the argument, or if it's a political issue and they want me to take sides, and it has to do with the presidency. I want Rand Paul because I think the government is too big, too fat, too expensive, takes too much from us in taxes and regulates too much of our behavior, tries to build empires overseas, borrows money and mortgages the future, and none of that is authorized by the Constitution. I suspect you agree with me on those things.
I absolutely agree with you.
But Donald doesn't agree with us on those things, Bobby. Come on.
That's the problem. People aren't seeing. They're seeing him for the guy who had the hit show on NBC for the last 11 years. I mean, this is the president of the United States we're talking about. You know, we have a serious candidate, Rand Paul, and there are a couple other serious candidates. We may not agree with them 100%
on
everything.
Let me tell you why I think the Donald is attractive to libertarians. I probably agree, and if you disagree, tell me, with the following proposition. We don't have two parties in this country. We have one party, the big government party. It has a Democrat wing that likes war and taxes and transfers of wealth to middle class and poor people. It has a Republican wing that likes war and deficits and transfers of wealth to middle class and wealthy people. It's called the establishment. The Donald, as wealthy as he is, hates the establishment. They hate him. He pokes his finger in their eye. He couldn't care less what they think.
But our candidate was the anti-establishment candidate. Now the media has portrayed Donald as this new anti-establishment candidate. Where were they in 2010 to 2014 when Rand Paul was the most interesting man in politics?
Well, maybe he'll be the most interesting man in politics after the debate Thursday. Let me ask you this, Bobby. Thursday, do you expect the Donald to be his usual brash, braggadocio self, or do you think we might see a presidential appearing Donald Trump?
You know what? Then I guess us as libertarians have the right to call him a flip-flopper on attitude, because you are who you are. You are who you are in this country. Nobody can hide anything with the new world of social media, and I'm looking forward to people being able to hear guys like Rand Paul, possibly Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, who are fighting for this government to become smaller. I mean,
where do you think the Donald would be on the size and scope and intrusiveness of the government?
I honestly think he's going to listen to the American voters and realize that they're for the small government, and he's going to find himself sounding a lot like Rand Paul.
Wow. Wishful thinking on your part, my friend?
Thank you for taking my call.
All right, Bobby, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for listening to me. 866-437-2536. After the break, the last half hour of my happy 2 hours with you today. Judge Napolitano in for Geraldo Rivera. More on Donald Trump. What is the Donald going to be like on Thursday night? Is he going to mock Chris Christie's waistline? Is he going to be that in your face? Or is he going to step back and be soft and gentle and presidential? I think he's going to be as tenacious as ever. When we come back in 6 minutes, what do you think? Napolitano in for Rivera, right back with you after this. Sylvia from Arkansas. Sylvia, how are you getting us in Arkansas, or are you not there at the moment?
I am in Arkansas, and I love it here.
All right. And you're listening to WABC in New York. You thought you were going to hear Geraldo. Instead, you're stuck with Judge Napolitano.
Oh, no. I've been listening to you all morning and been enjoying it just immensely.
God love you. What do they think of the Donald in Arkansas? Bearing in mind a very, very, very popular former governor of Arkansas, and I don't mean Bill, is running against the Donald, my former Fox colleague, Mike Huckabee.
Yes, I think everybody loves and respects Mike Huckabee, but I think everybody, I speak for myself and just the people in general that I'm speaking with, have been yearning for a businessman to take over this country.
Well, you mean take over the executive branch of the government. You don't mean take over the country. Don't tempt the Donald, please.
I'm sorry?
Don't tempt him. I'm talking about taking over the country.
Oh,
but
yeah.
What would a businessman do that would please you that politicians on that stage with him Thursday night would not please you?
Well, the thing of it is, he is offering his expertise and opinions on how to run this country as a business entity. We all are business people, whether we're running our homes or our small businesses and all. And even a particular farmer that I spoke with yesterday, he said, I'm for the Donald Trump. And, you know, that was surprising to me. And then all the people that were surrounding the conversation said, we are too.
All right, well, Sylvia, who did you vote for president in 08, President Obama or Senator McCain?
I voted for President Obama.
All right, and who did you vote for in 12, Governor Romney or President Obama?
I voted for Romney.
Okay, so how would you describe yourself?
I describe myself, I yearn to be a Democrat, but I disagree with a lot of the policies and the way that they...
Well, what draws you to the Donald? Is it his take-no-prisoners attitude, or do you agree with him on the issues? If you say the latter, I'm going to ask you, what issues has he even given an opinion on other than immigration and taxes?
Well, I think that I agree with him on his style.
Understood.
His executive style. We people believe that he may try to run the government such as he does his companies. And with so many businesses failing and homes being in distress, you know, economically, we yearn for, you know, a breath of fresh air, some breaks, and
Sylvia,
some understanding, I think.
Sylvia,
you know?
Can I tell you that with your Arkansas way of speaking, you are a breath of fresh air on this New York City radio station. Thank you very much for calling us. Much appreciated. Marie from Yonkers. What do you want to say about the Donald's wealth? Does that make him incorruptible, or is he used to buying favors?
Hi, Judge.
Hi, Marie.
You summed it up pretty well, both. And to me, that's a hypocrite. Why he gave money to Hillary and some other Democrats? Oh, because, you know, they might be able to help me with something that I was working on. Well, that doesn't sound like someone who's incorruptible.
Well, when business people need access to the government, even though this is a little scandalous, isn't it true that they almost all give to both sides because they never know who's going to win?
Right, but he's coming across as to say, oh, like that, I wouldn't do that. If I was president, I wouldn't be able to be bought. But meanwhile, he's buying other people.
Okay. Marie, that most Republican primary voters would agree with you? They would find it scandalous and unforgivable that the Republican nominee for president, if it's the Donald, actually gave money to the devil herself. I'm just speaking allegorically, of course.
Yes,
Hillary Rodham
yes.
Clinton.
No, it's realistic, but then don't try to come across as, oh, because I have money, like I couldn't be bought.
Okay.
But it's okay to buy other people. You know?
All right.
It's okay for you to do it, but not for somebody to do it to you.
Very interesting observation. Your concern about the corrupting influence of money in politics is not that the office holder might be bought, but that he would try to buy others. Thanks very much for the call.
Way.
All right. Much appreciated. Much appreciated. Al in Morristown, New Jersey. What a beautiful place that is. Welcome here, Al.
Yes, it is, Judge. Back in the mid-70s, Castro opened his prisons and sent the inmates to Florida via Mario Harper.
Oh, my God. He also opened up mental institutions as well. Yes, you're right.
Yes. Now, I want to draw an analogy to what Donald Trump meant when he said Mexico is sending. He's not referring to the good people of Mexico who are coming on their own for a better life, just like the good people of Cuba were coming to the United States for a better life. But there's a difference between who Cuba was sending and who Mexico was sending. That's a whole different ballgame. Am I right?
So, in other words, your interpretation of the Donald's rant against Mexicans was that he was really ranting against the Mexican government for
exactly.
sending undesirables here. His rant was not against hardworking people willing to walk across the Rio Grande in the hopes of becoming productive, tax-paying, law-abiding citizens.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is that right? Now, where did you get that from? Did he say something to clarify it, or is that what you wish and hope that he meant?
Well, I know where Trump is an intelligent man, and he of course wouldn't be referring to the millions of people, hundreds of thousands, who are coming across on their own to get a better life. His phraseology was Mexico was sending. The people who come here for a better life are not being sent by the country. They're coming on their own, whatever way they can get here.
Let me ask you a few questions, because we're neighbors. I live a little north of you in Sussex County. Are you a Republican?
No, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat or an Independent. I don't follow any ideology. I will support many Republican principles, but I'm also opposed to many Republican principles.
Okay, but do you like the Donald because of attitude and take no prisoners, or because you agree with him on issues?
Well, I agree with him on some issues. Certainly, I agree with him on the wall. But I think he's extremely competent. He's not a politician, and he gets things done. And he's not a talker like he says the others are. I like the idea when he says, I'm going to make Mexico build the wall because I'll withhold their foreign aid if they don't.
Do you think he takes support away from or air out of the room from our fair governor?
From who?
Christie.
I'm not a fan of Christie, but I don't think he has the same record that Donald Trump has, and he doesn't have the same competence. And I like it when Trump says, I'm not going to be beholden to anybody because I don't take any money from anybody.
Got it. Al, thanks very much. Back to beautiful Morristown. Don in Fire Island. Don, welcome to Geraldo in the Morning. Judge Napolitano, welcome here. Good morning. Hello, Don.
Hi, Judge.
Yes, sir. Welcome here.
Hey, I just want to weigh in about Trump. I think people are missing some of the key parts of his speech the other day when he got in trouble. Number one is, we need, okay, a wall. We have to protect our borders. Okay, that's number one.
He's made that very clear. I don't think there's any misinterpreting him there.
Well, they jumped the gun on him classifying everybody who comes across as a criminal. But
right.
The key here is we need a wall to protect our borders. Okay. The other thing is he talked about tariffs. Okay, and negotiating with other countries. Okay, he's a good negotiator. Makes deal. Obviously, this administration right now is over their head in dealing with anybody. I think it's fairly obvious to most people that this administration couldn't make a deal on a pizza, okay, with a pizza parlor. And
okay.
It's pretty sad to say that we need somebody. I don't know if Trump's the guy, but
you like his attitude,
yep,
and his boldness without even knowing in great detail where he stands on issues, except for immigration and the wall. Is that a fair statement?
I also believe in the tariffs. I also believe in entrepreneurship. And, you know, he didn't get to be where he is today by being a socialist.
Got it. Thanks very much for the call, Don. Alexandra in California. Alexandra, welcome here. What do you think about one Donald Trump?
Good morning, Judge.
Good morning.
I think, I was just going to say that the gentleman that was just on, you know, when Guns was on and you were discussing how all you have to do is sign up on the sheet, and even if you don't participate in the sport, you get a trophy.
Right.
You know, you don't build anything great with that attitude. And there
Wait a minute.
Are,
you are arguing that the Donald's attitude is somehow fraudulent or phony or just a facade?
No, I'm saying that you don't build an empire like he has without.
Oh, okay, I misunderstood you. You're saying that attitude, that self-confidence helps you build an empire, and what? From that we can extrapolate it will help you to become a great president.
I think what it does is it allows you, it gives you vision into selecting people. Now, I know much of this is our political paybacks, but I don't think this man, I don't think he suffers either fools or incompetence.
Got it. Alexandra, all the way from California, thanks very much. Welcome back to Geraldo in the Morning. Judge Napolitano from Fox News in for the one and only, and this week vacationing, Geraldo Rivera, 866-437-2536. The great Bernie McGurk here tomorrow and Wednesday, and yours truly back Thursday. I'm not sure who's in Friday, but we will let you know. Scott in East Northport, Long Island, the Donald, the one and only, the Donald. What do you think? Are you taken in by his personality, or do you see through it?
I see through it. I see through it. His comments regarding Mexico and making them build a wall just show his inexperience and his lack of ability to lead the country, because if he cuts off their aid, says build a wall or I cut off aid, so he cuts off aid, they'll turn to China and get money from them, and then China will have a foothold at our southern border. Is that what we want?
That is a very, very interesting observation, and in my opinion, a very likable one. A country like Mexico, which is utterly bankrupt, will cling to any giant it can find. That's the U.S., Russia, or China, and they are far closer to China. I don't mean geographically, although that is true, but they are far closer to China than they are to Russia. So, but when he says things like, I'll build that wall and I'll make the Mexicans pay for it, why does that resonate with people? Why don't people see it the way you do?
Well, because people have this impression that we're getting pushed around all the time. And frankly, we are.
and that the Donald is the guy to put a stop to it.
Well, according to the rhetoric.
Yeah.
I mean, we like sound bites. This country likes sound bites, and Donald Trump is full of sound bites.
What happens if it's Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton? Who does Scott from East Northport, Long Island, vote for?
I'd vote for the APC candidate, anybody but Clinton.
All right, anybody but Clinton. Got it, Scott. Thank you very much for the call. George in North Carolina. George, welcome to WABC Radio in New York. Judge Napolitano in for Geraldo Rivera. What do you think, George?
Hey, Judge, how you doing? We actually met on a plane once, and I really admire you. I wanted to tell you that.
Well, you're kind to say that, and you have a better memory than I do, but thank you.
But I wanted to tell you that I think that, and this is a key thing, I think that Donald Trump is reaching a lot of people, and the reason why he's reaching a lot of people is because he's doing what another president did, Ronald Reagan, who everybody considered a great communicator. People understood what he was saying. They understood what his point was. And Donald Trump's coming across the same way. And I think people like that. And I think that's where his success lies.
Are people concerned? Are Republican primary voters, because that's the audience now, the people that will be watching Fox News Channel on Thursday night when my colleagues host the first Republican nationally televised debate, are they concerned about where he stands on issues, or are they just concerned about tone, insulting the establishment, and fearlessness and self-confidence?
I think that, to be quite honest, I think that people are tired of hearing the political rhetoric and they want to hear it like it is.
Okay.
And I think that's what he's delivering.
Okay, George, thanks very much for the call and for the compliment. Ellen in Brooklyn, New York, Garden Spot of America, Brooklyn, New York. I love Brooklyn. Ellen, okay, what do you think about the Donald?
Well, I think he's just a bag of wind. I mean, think about it this way. He says that, I totally agree with this, that basically he's saying that the Congress is on the take. The lobby system, you know, they're paying for laws, basically, for favors.
Well, he's got an argument there.
But yes, and I absolutely wish Rand Paul, I wish Bernie Sanders, anybody would just spell that out instead of talking pussyfooting with words like cronyism. No, our government's on the take. However, he's pals with who? Sheldon Adelson, who's big into the Israel lobby. And
do you think that money is essentially corrupting in politics, whether you finance your campaign on your own or whether somebody else pays it for you? You just got about 15 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you're in the building business, you can skew laws to be to basically knock out.
Got it. Ellen from Brooklyn, thanks very much for joining us. Hey, dear friends. Thank you for listening to me, Judge Napolitano, doing my best to fill Geraldo's shoes. McGurk tomorrow and Wednesday, Napolitano on Thursday. Right back with you on Geraldo in the Morning.